정말 딱 5분만 영어로 메시지를 간단하게 전하고 그러고서 한국어로 여러분께 말씀 전거하겠습니다. Guys, today's message is about jealousy. Okay, J-E-A-L-O-S-Y, not Z-E-A-L. Okay, jealousy. What jealousy does to people, and how you want to respond to the jealousy? Through the life of Paul, especially today's event, you want to think about it, and how you want to apply that to your own life. I know you guys, mostly in school, right? All in school, actually. And when you do well in school, what's going to happen? A lot of people will be jealous of you, right? And even, you know, sometimes when you try to do good things for the Lord, and you're going to have a response from people around you. Not always positive. People tend to be jealous when someone else does a better job than what they do. So today, you know, the message is about the Paul's first missionary journey. So we're going to see the map again. Next page. 아직도 강남수 목사가 있네. Okay. Yeah, first journey, as we have already seen, so that starting from Syrian Antioch on the far right side in the middle, then Paul and Barnabas went to Cyprus, through Salamis and Paphos. Then they came back to the, you know, Asia Minor, then went to Pamphylia and Berga and Pisidian Antioch and Iconium and Lystra and Derbe. That's the route they took for the first journey. And the kind of you know, accident what happened here is in Pisidian Antioch and Iconium. And how it happened, you know, starting was really Paul and Barnabas a good start. When you read verse 44, on the next day, next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. And when the Jews saw the crowd, they were filled with jealousy. Because Paul and Barnabas were so successful in their missionary activity, that made the Jews who were synagogue be jealous about whole things happening. Because when they preached to people, people didn't respond the way they responded to Paul and Barnabas. So what happened? They were jealous. They were not jealous. And they took action against Paul. See, verse 50, when you read it, but the Jews incited the God-fearing women of the high standing and the leading men of the city, they stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. Persecution started because of jealousy of the Jews. They didn't stop doing this. And verse 5 of chapter 14, there was a plot afoot among the Gentiles and Jews together with their leaders to mistreat them and stone them. Now they were trying to kill Barnabas and Paul by stoning. And then it goes even further. Actually, they stoned them and killed. And verse 19, then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul, not Barnabas, because Paul was the guy who was speaking boldly, and dragged him outside of the city, thinking he was dead. So this is what happened. But how Paul responded is the more important than what happened. Just take a look. Here, verse 20. But after the disciples had gathered around them, he got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left the Derbe. Just think about it. You preached the gospel in Lystra, and people stoned you to death. People think Paul was really dead at this time, because people saw he was dead. Okay? So people dragged him out of the city. Think about it. Paul got up. As soon as he got up, he went back into the city again. Can you believe that? You know, if it was I wouldn't have even looked at the city. But Paul went back into the city. Paul was never afraid of persecution. Paul didn't mind about the jealousy of Jews. In your life, may not be the same situation, but almost virtually, you know, a similar situation may happen to you guys' life. As we know, you guys are studying in American school, okay? Whether you like it or not, you guys do not have white face. Sometimes when people, students like you, do excel, you know, other students, people got jealous. Sometimes you are persecuted. Okay, sometimes you are alienated. How do you respond to that? Think about how Paul responded. Paul, even after this event, he preached boldly. Key word is boldly. Never be afraid of persecution, folks. This is what devil actually trying to entice you into. Fear is the beginning of destruction. Do not fear anything, folks. As long as you stand firm in the Lord, stand firm in your faith, God will be with you. God's protecting hand, His providence, will follow you wherever you go. So be bold preaching the gospel. Be bold studying very hard, folks. You're going to become the leaders of this nation, like Paul. But if you are frustrated by jealousy, you're going to end up with coward. That's today's message, folks. Remember, be bold, do not fear, stand firm in whatever situation it is.